The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. And I'm very glad to be here with you. So, in our training in emptiness, for this meditation, the aspiration for us is cutting through the ignorance of selfishness and self-referential thinking. So if that's okay with you, I propose that we adopt that as a common aspiration for these few minutes. And as always, we begin by going to someplace empty, as the Buddha told us to. Seclusion. We take a break from our worldly concerns and we create physical seclusion and mental seclusion. So we invite all of our worries and concerns to have a seat outside of our meditation space. They'll be okay out there. They don't need us for this meditation. So, assuming your meditation posture, and if you're comfortable closing your eyes, I really, really recommend that. I find it much more restful myself to listen to a guided meditation than to look at one. And take a moment to investigate your posture. How can you sit in a way that feels settled, relaxed, hopefully a bit empty, and at the same time, being in touch with the flow of life inside of us and outside of us, having some wholesome energetic quality in the body. I like to think of the energy coming up from the earth, and it may or may not go through the legs, but certainly coming up from the base of the spine, and allowing the head to be well balanced. Certainly not, you might want to bring it back a little ways. And then connecting our posture, whether it's sitting, standing, seating, lying down, connecting with the breathing. Long, slow, deep breath. And if you've found it beneficial to imagine the flow of the breath coming up from the base of the spine along the back, taking a slight pause between the inhale and the exhale at the crown of the head, and then gently letting the exhale come peacefully down the front. So in a way, we're nourishing the settledness and the energy of the body by the way that we breathe, bringing this intentionality to our breathing, attending the breathing with mindfulness, with care, and full awareness. The Brahma Viharas, the divine abodes, are excellent preparations for the gradual descent into emptiness. We've spent these first few days dwelling on metta, which is sort of like the mother of all four of these divine abodes. So again, offer your whole body a sense of exquisite friendliness, warmth, accepting whatever it is, whatever way it is, however it is. This precious body is what allows us to practice. Now, kindness also to the mind. Whoever our mind is, I'm confident that we're doing our best. And that's fine. That's good enough. Thank you, mind, for your effort. And today, as a way of maintaining a sense of spaciousness in the mind, we'll transition to the next of the divine abodes, which is compassion, karuna. So first wishing ourselves, may I be free from all harm. May I be free from cruelty. We offer ourselves the well-wishing of being held in compassion. And we also do the holding. And now we open up and offer this beautiful feeling of care, kindness, and compassion to all beings everywhere who are suffering. The Buddha tells us that basically anything that is instructed ends up being suffering because it doesn't last. It's fleeting. So as long as we're involved in what's going on with us, with the world, with others, there may be, even if it's going okay, there's no guarantee that it will always be okay. And we can extend our well-wishing to our own suffering, especially if we're experiencing pain or health challenges or emotional deceptions, loss. And we reach out, imagining all the beings in the world, the humans, who are also experiencing some form of suffering. And we send our heartfelt wish that they too be free from harm, from cruelty, from suffering. And connecting with the nobility of this form of kindness, well-wishing for any being who is suffering, and keeping that as a backdrop for the period of the meditation. To begin with, we can experiment with leaving the words behind and incarnating compassion in our own body and mind. Boundless compassion as we breathe in and breathe out. Our compassion is immeasurable, unlimited. And we can liberate our heart and mind through this boundless compassion. Letting our compassion go out as far as it wants to go, and feeling it as unlimited. Endless. And from this spacious compassion, we can invite contemplation of infinite space. So again, coming back to mindfulness of our energy, we take in not only grounding energy from the earth, but today we'll focus on receiving the energy from infinite space. No boundaries. So imagine yourself a little speck on planet Earth, sitting here, but allowing your mind to inhabit infinite space. It's space that's holding everything in the universe, and it's empty. And we too can be empty of ignorant clinging to the self. I'm sure in this moment, each of us is free from cruelty. We don't need to obsess with our body or the bodies of others. We don't really need to obsess with accumulating more and more possessions. And with this spaciousness of the mind, dwelling in boundless compassion, and mindful attention to whatever arises. choosing a peaceful heart. No need for the burden of selfing. Thoughts arise. We have the wisdom to let them go. Mind that's like space is a wholesome and healing place to be. Tasting the freedom of emptiness, the beauty of compassion. As we come to the end of this sitting, we appreciate the goodness of our practice, even our imperfect practice. And we continue to offer well-wishing of compassion to all living beings, including us. May we and all beings be safe and protected. Being safe, may we all dwell in kindness. Contentedness and ease. May we abide in peace. And may all beings everywhere be free. And to end, let's all bow together. Thank you.